بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
Ayatollah Khamenei's opinion on the blessed month of Ramadan. People benefit from speaking to Allah the Exalted during Ramadan, September 14, 2007.
People benefit from speaking to Allah the Exalted, being addressed by Him, praying to Him, and opening up their hearts to Him. They do these by reading the prayers of the month of Ramadan, reading the Abu Hamza Thumali Dua, supplication, and the du'as, the supplications that one reads during the days, nights, and early mornings of Ramadan are actually a kind of speaking to God, making requests from God and getting close to God. These people benefit from these things too. Therefore, they benefit from all the blessings of this celebration. Avoiding sins is of higher priority, and perhaps it is more important than these du'as in some ways. These people do not commit sin in this month either. In the same sermon which was delivered by the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, asks the Holy Prophet, which act is the most blessed act? The Holy Prophet answers, avoiding sins. Avoiding sins is of higher priority than Islamic obligations. It prevents one's heart and soul from corruption.
ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.
Fasting is the greatest blessing of Ramadan, September 14, 2007.
The hardships that exist in Ramadan's celebration, the hardships that one endures because of fasting and hunger, are perhaps the greatest achievement of this divine celebration. Fasting has such a large number of blessings in terms of the spirituality and enlightenment that it bestows on one's heart, that perhaps it can be said it is the greatest blessing of this month. A number of people fast, and thus these people have joined in the celebration and they have benefited from it. But as well as fasting, these people follow Quranic teachings in a perfect manner. They think deeply when they read the Holy Quran. Reading the Holy Quran at nights and at midnights, developing a close relationship with it, and being addressed by God while one is fasting or while one is enlightened as a result of fasting, gives one a special kind of pleasure and it has a special significance. The thing that one obtains out of such reading of the Holy Quran cannot be obtained in normal conditions.
That was the part of a speech delivered by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, during the gathering with thousands of people from various groups.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.